All right. Lamed Vav Amud Beis in Sukkah. Sean, read the Mishnah. Okay, Divrei Rav Yehuda. So, what do we see? What do we see? It's min. Okay. So, if I asked you right now, what would that mean? What? Or?
Or the Hadassim.
Right. Or you could also use Hadassim.
Yeah, well,
or the Esrog.
I would not do the Esrog.
Go on. The Meshicha. Right. Now implying that doesn't matter what it's made out of. Okay. So the Mishnah presents us with an interesting question. Do you have to use the min when you do the eged? But what's obviously implied in the Mishnah itself, which Demiri highlights? What? You need eged, right? In other words, at least the Meiri's way of learning, right, is that initially there's some idea of an obligation of tying your lulav together, okay? And that Rav Meir would disagree with that, okay? All right, keep going. Which means? These gold bands around the lulav. Okay. So that's a good raya, right? Nothing like using a little history there to prove your point. So the Chacham come back and say no. Which means what? Right, the inside. Right. So the inside area that was doing the eged. Well, okay, that's an obvious question. I mean, it sounds like a metzias. I mean, I'm not ready to deal with that yet, but I'm saying, you read the Mishnah, you're like, what, did he miss out on the facts here? Like, okay.
Where is he saying the thing?
He's saying on the... Yerushalayim. No, he's saying let's say there's a band, right?
Yeah.
The inside of the band, right, would be, let's say, lulav material, whatever, right? The outside of the band would be gold.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Are we going to take up a problem with that also?
Maybe. Okay. I'm not having... Okay. So, okay, let's take a look at, take a look at the Gemara. Okay, so Gemara says, Amar Rava. The Dikla. Okay, so automatically the fact that the Gemara says, okay, what's Siv? Okay, so here it's like a string from the palm tree. And what's Ikara the Dikla? A trunk, okay? Of course, it's a secondary question, but what question should you ask on the Gemara? Secondary question. Not a primary question. Secondary.
Why not
no, that's the Havamina. Okay, that we have to answer. That's a primary question. Primary question is, obviously there's a Havamina here that, what would you have to use, or would you limit to using? It's so funny you're biased that way. You would say that, but why not say, I have to use the three minim? So the Gemara is saying, well, forget the Esrog. Don't worry about the Esrog. Because I would have said you would have thought when it says min, I have to what? I have to use one of the three minim. I can even use these things, okay? That's a primary question. What's the secondary question? What's the secondary question? Why does he have to have both cases? Why do you need Siv and Ikara de Dikla? Meaning, if you're going to tell me min does not mean the actual palm frond, just have one. Well, the tree, yes. Okay. Says Amarava, my time at the Rebbe Yehuda, right? Okay, so he says that the lulav requires an eged, okay, and it has to be of the same min, because if it weren't, then what's the problem?
Then you would have five.
Okay, so again, so he's saying, okay, so let's use a plastic eged as our control, or as our standard case, okay? So what he's suggesting is that what's going to happen if I pick up, if I use a plastic tie, so now when I pick up my lulav, I'm picking up what? I'm picking up a total of five minim, right? That'd be a problem about Tosef. Now, what's that saying? Does that make sense on the surface? That's a valid question. What is the status of lulav without an eged? At least according to Rabbi Huda. Okay, we're going to read it. But what's strange? Okay, but can you isolate what's strange about this? what's odd about saying, well, it has to be from the same min, because if it weren't, then I'd be picking up 5 minim.
Why can't you just say that this thing isn't like any, there's no idea of min there, it's just not part of the abominum. You have the abominum and then that thing.
I don't understand, so, but let me ask you a question, but am I picking up the egg end?
Technically, yes, but
no. Because you consider the shape egg, it only comes about when it's something that's a properly used. It's only something that is...
Right. Okay, good. So it's tempting to say that, right? You want to say that, right? But then it gets into the question of, so what is the egg then? Meaning, is it, like, it's something. So if you're going to tell me it's something in addition to the 3 minim. It's in addition to what you had, then why does he insist that it has to be from the same min? Are you picking up something? Are you picking up something that's independent of the lulav or not? That's the question.
That's the question.
That's the question. Okay.
But you all right. Also argue that you don't marry ancient
Lulav. Bimina. Okay. So he's going to explain. Mary's going to say, "What does that mean? Perish."
Perish
Yigon Alin.
Oh.
So they're like the leaves of the lulav, right? Okay. Fine. Mikol Makom. Hider, right? Kagon.
Kagon see
shall dakal the Shalom. Right. Now it's interesting. So the Meiri's forcing you. He's forcing you into agreeing with him, which is that he's telling you what's the reason why the Gemara mentions Siv, because you would have thought that what I have to use when it says min is that it must reflect Hidur. And that these things lack Hidur. Why do these things lack Hidur? What makes them lack Hidur?
Oh.
What's wrong with using the string? Why is that lacking hiddur?
Using it for what?
What you're going to have to explain, not now, is what's the lack of hiddur. But okay, fine. So now comes the key point. Now he says like this. Go on.
Hey.
Now, so far so good, right? Now listen to this. She'ein lo marbo. Achar. She'i efshar. Ogda. What does that mean? What does that mean? Oh, hey. Get in there. So he's saying, what you can't say is, You can't say that the arba minim are l'chud kai. That's l'chud here refers to the arba minim. That there's the arba minim and there's the egen. Okay, he's saying don't look at it that way. She'ein lo marbo hay l'chud kai v'hay l'chud kai. Right, achar she'i efshar below egen, because you can't have the arba minim without egen. Okay, so again, the Meiri's saying it's cryptic. He's saying you can't say. I don't know why. We say you can't say arba minim is one and the egged is separate, right? It's not. Hold on, Yosef. It's not separate, okay? Rather, what? Rather, ef shar below egged. Hilkach ogda b'mino. So it can't exist without egged, and therefore you have to ogda with the min. Why? Why is that a necessary conclusion? So now what does Rameir say? Rameir would say what? He would say, Rameir cholik. What? Yeah. I feel the Mashiach, right? Beautiful, right? He says, listen, each one, keep your arba minim is one thing, and your egged is something separate, okay? The egged is separate. That's what we're going to have to clarify what that means. But in order to do that, we have to go to the more basic issue, which is, what's the machlokas in general about whether you're chayv and egged? Because you can't really understand this Meiri, who's trying to understand the Mishnah, without understanding the basic machlokas. You need this Gemara in Sukkah. Okay?
You just leave that out.
So the Gemara is in Sukkah Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the Gemara, that's one of the sources for this machlokas. So what does the Gemara say? Vibai same.
Sorry, again.
So now they're arguing about by lulav whether it needs an eged. Okay, ubepluksa the high tanai and it's machlokas tanayim. Now comes machlokas. The sanya. Okay, so my time in the Rebbe Yehuda. Lekicha. Okay, so here's a Gzera Shava. Now, what's a Gzera Shava? Ksiv Hacha. Ezov. All right. Yeah. Oh. No. Well, it's good. It's one more point, but whatever. I'll read it to you. Okay. So then. Okay. So, but what does the Torah say? The Torah says, "By Makas, before Makas Bechoros." So God says to Jewish people, "You must go ahead and adorn your doorposts with blood, and you must take a ul kachtem, take agudat, a bundle, right, of hyssop, right." So if it says over there, right, that we have to, again, this needs to be defined. It says over there that the lakicha was of an aguda, of an ezov. The same would apply here, meaning you have a precedent of lakicha. Lakicha is done by egeds, right? Same thing should apply by lulav, okay? That seems like a pretty good argument. What? Now, the Gemara says, Rabbanan less than lakicha, you should know. So Rashi explains over there. Rashi says that that the issue there is that they didn't have a mesorah, okay? You don't have it here. You don't have it in the sheets. But Rashi says that there was a mesorah, that the Rabbanan didn't have, I'll read the Rashi for you. That's not my problem. I don't care. Who cares about that? Hold on.
What words is this Rashi on?
Hold on. So, okay, so, but what you need to know, I apologize, I didn't put this in the sources, but what you have to know, though, is that what do the Chachamim hold? The Gemara later on says, but one second, the Gemara says, it says at the end, it says that Rabbanan hold it is a mitzvah, right? It says Rabbanan my mitzvah ka'avid, okay? L'olam Rabbanan mitzvah mishum zeh keli ma'aveil. So the Chachamim hold there is a mitzvah to be ma'agid, right? There's a mitzvah, right? It's just not, it's not a something ma'akev, right? But why do you use the eged? The eged is for hidur, zeh keli ma'aveil. It makes the lulav prettier. Okay, it beautifies the lulav. So they agree this is an interesting thing. This is very difficult because they agree there is an idea of an eged. They don't deny that, right? It's just that what they say is that it's not ma'akev, right? It's there for zeh keli ma'aveil, right? Which therefore imply that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a din of zeh keli ma'aveil, right? Okay. So what's the machlokas? Okay, what's the machlokas? Simple question. What's the machlokas to say, now carefully? I don't care about the Gzera Shava. I want to know, in other words, what's pushing Rabbi Yehuda? How is Rabbi Yehuda looking at the idea of Eged? Because he turns to the Agudas Ezo, but he says, I look at that, I'm seeing something there, and what I see there tells me how I should relate to the Lulav. The last thing he said, that Yosef said, is very important. Somehow the Eged is part of the Lulav. But how? How is it part of the Lulav? I want to get into the actual DNA of that idea. What does it mean it's part of the Lulav? What does that mean? What does it mean it's part of the lulav? How is it a part of the lulav? That's what I want to understand. You understand that? So get open up to you. Yeah.
I would say that.
So you're saying the eged brings the things together, right?
What gives it this shame, status of...
Right. But why can't I say, if I pick up my hadassim, arabos, and lulav together, and I hold them together, why is it not sufficient? Why can't I say that's enough? There's something wrong, there's something insufficient about that. There's what word would I use to describe picking up the lulav, hadas, and ravas together? No. What am I doing to them? I'm being what to them? I'm being mitzdarif them. I'm relating them to each other physically, right?
Your question is why you just like tied their hands?
Yeah, exactly. What is it? See, the egged is more than that. The egged is more than that. It's more. What is it? But it's good, Avi, you're making a good step. We just gotta keep going. The first step that Gan was making, you're making a very similar step, okay? Is let's pay attention to how the Torah words it, right? Ul kachtem agudat ezov, okay? But one second, what should the Torah have said? Why? Because I have multiple hyssop branches, right? So what the Torah could have said was that take a bundle, right, of these branches. But it says take a bundle of Azov, right? Which means what's happening. So let's, you're taking three, you're taking discrete elements, discrete components, and converting them into? One entity, okay? In other words, the objective of the Eged is to take three things, right? And to take three things and make them into one, okay? To make them into one. Okay, now, that you can, what?
So what if it's
considered
one or not? You need
four minim. No. Take a second. No. Good. You need, it's 100%. What's the chiyuv, okay? In other words, you start off, in other words, you need ingredients. I'll give you an analogy, okay? I'll give you an analogy soon, okay? But remember, the first step, I'll show you how to answer that question. But for now, what I would say is that the obligation is I must pick up this unit, right? This entity that's comprised of these components, right? That's the chiyuv. The chiyuv is to pick up this entity. But to get to this entity, I need certain ingredients, certain components.
That's
what we mean when we say lulav. Okay, Sean, yeah. Good. Excellent. Hold on. No. So now we got to refine what Gano say, okay? Because you can't stop there, okay? Good. Because the next step to take is there's a subtle difference. In other words, at this point, Gano, it sounds like you're answering Rabbi Yehuda, but you're not, right? You actually, in some sense, you're almost like Rabbanan. Why? Okay. Because, yeah. There's a subtle difference, okay? What is Rabbi Yehuda really saying then, okay? What David, I think, is saying is that he's trying to say that according to the Chachamim, right, the Chachamim are going to say that, in other words, that when I, let's say I pick them up together, okay? So when I pick them up together, what am I doing? I'm now being mitzaref the minim together, right? I'm now holding my mice in the tila, the act of picking up, the way I pick up the minim now demonstrates a certain unity, right? So then you can say, building off of that, this idea of what's the nicest type of natila you could do with an egget, right? In other words, you could say the greatest expression of how I join these three disparate elements together to present them as one would be using an egget, okay? That would be a nice hinder idea, okay?
Something
that takes the general holding them together and improves on it, okay?
Is that so that when you pick it up?
So what I'm saying is that the Chachamim would say that the Eged is a, in other words, there's already an idea I should hold them together. What? But mitzvah, no, it's not Akiv. It's like Zekeli Yambeil. It's a greater, but that could attach itself to the way I pick it up. Okay? That's in how I pick it up. That's what Rav Yehuda is saying. Yeah. No. In other words, what Dov is trying to say is that, no, when I pick up the lulav, hadas, and rabbas together, right? So now I'm mitzaref them together as one.
Yes, sir. Right, I'm picking up as you're doing your shaking.
Forget the shaking. I don't have to shake the lulav. I don't shake the lulav. I just have to pick it up. I'm picking it up in Yosef.
So as you pick it up,
there's a certain way I pick it up. There's a certain way I do the action, right? When I pick it up, I pick them up together, right? Mm-hmm. So what the Ram would say is that the Eged is an improvement on the mice and Atila.
No, something
what
I was getting at is that.
What's Rav Yehuda saying? He's not saying that I'm taking the components, and then let's say when I bring them together, right? I'm now bringing something out. Rather, what? There's another way you can understand it, and then you can understand why it should be min. That's the key. You have to understand why min would be the natural outgrowth from the svar.
By having to be the same.
Right, like the Meiri says. The Meiri says he says she'ef shar below eged. What do you mean she'ef shar below eged? What does that mean? What does he mean by that? So I think what he means is that. In other words, how do you make the Eged part of the structure of lulav? What you say is that there is no lulav until, right? Meaning what? Meaning that it's not that I'm taking three elements and bringing them together. Rather, I can't speak of a netilah of anything until I have the Eged. One second. But that means what's the Eged doing? In other words, why the Eged's right, in other words, that's why it's a chelik on the mitzvah. The eged is subsumed underneath. In other words, what's the eged doing? The eged is simply allowing for the mitzvah of lulav to be expressed structurally. Right? You can't have the mitzvah of lulav express as a lulav express itself until it is one.
What? You mean that means that if
I'll give you a good example. I gave this. I was discussing this morning. Okay, think about it. It's a similar case, but you'll see why the min issue is so critical. Okay, let's say I'll pick on Gana Paulsy. Okay, let's say it turns out Ganapulsi wants me to, I'm buying you a present, and it turns out you like, what are you called? You like wearing a shirt that's made out of cotton, polyester, and
wool.
Okay? Okay. Yeah. So now what happened? So now let's say I have, and that's what you want your shirt to be made of. Now let's say I have in front of me, the material, I have a patch of cotton and a swath of cotton, a swath of polyester, and a swath of wool. Okay? And now what am I going to do? I'm now going to create a shirt. So I have three disparate, discrete components that together will produce shirt. But the shirt will still be comprised of those elements, right? Now, what do I sew them together with? Here's the key. In one version of Multiverse, I sew together with, let's say, nylon. And the other, I use cotton. Now, what's the difference? What's the difference between the two? What would be the difference? Well, that's the question. The question is that do I say that since the function of the nylon is simply to hold the various components together, right? So it's not really part of the garment, right? It's not part of it, right? That's you're right. No. 1 second. Let's say the swath of cloth was designed in a way where it could rest on his body fairly easily without being sewn together. Okay. Make it stronger.
Well, you're sparring out right now.
What?
You're sparring out.
Min. No, I'm saying that's
I get
this.
Min thing.
Yeah.
I asked him for that.
Oh, okay. 1 second. Well, let me just. Another important point. In other words, it makes no sense to say it's part of the structure without understanding that according to Rabbi Huda, the very idea of a lulav itself, I can't discuss a lulav without these three components being joined. There's no lulav to speak of. You understand? That's how you make it part of the structure. You're taking an assumption. You're right; it's part of the structure. But I'm saying, but in that initial machlokas,
assumptions without.
You're correct, but this shows why that's the case. Because what he's saying is that ulkachtem agudat ezov. There is no ezovim. There's simply one. Meaning that there's no hadasim, aravos, and lulav. Right? They're the ingredients. They're the components for the shirt. Right? But ultimately, its identity as a halachic lulav cannot emerge without an eged. It's nothing halakhically without that. I just have discrete ingredients, discrete components.
Okay?
That's what makes it part of the structure. Now, if it's going to be part of the structure, okay? So now the question is, so why, if it's part of the structure, why does it have to be from the same min? Why does it have to be the case? No, that's, how's it batosif? But why couldn't that be, good, but why couldn't that be something foreign? Why couldn't I say, you know what? I'm introducing a plastic thing here to now take these disparate elements and make them into one. Why can't I say that?
Because if you're saying instruction, you're adding.
So you got to be careful because you're right. It's part of the structure, right? It is part of the structure, right? But it's not lulav, right? That's what makes it so weird. It's like
lulav.
No, I know, but it's a weird thing. It's part of the structure, no question about it, right? But you would never say, and this is the hardest part. Well, let's say, does the egged have a discrete identity? That's the key.
Outside of a lulav.
Outside of
no,
in this lulav, in this lulav, in these three minim, right? Does the egged have a discrete identity?
It has a discrete function, but not a discrete identity.
No. You got to be careful because the function of the egged, right? Functionally, that's what Rabbanim focus on.
No.
They're saying. That the egged is there to go ahead and help you be mitzaref them together.
Fine.
That's not what.
You can use any
it doesn't matter. Well, it would seem that way, right?
No, it seems that way.
Whereas Rav Yehuda is saying no. He's saying that I must use the min, right? Let's make the chamer position. I got to use like lulav leaves. Okay. Why? Why?
Because
why did you say that?
In
other words, what would you originally have thought? I think what the havmina here is that. Yeah, I'm sorry, Yonah. Okay. Well, you see, good. All right. In other words, okay. Let's take the Havmina. The Havmina would look at Eged. You see, there's a way you could look at Eged, and you could say that there's in Rabbi Huda's Havmina, right? You could argue that what's the Eged? You could say that there's a separate mitzvah that the Eged is a separate mitzvah from the Tila. Meaning, what do I have to do? Meaning, there's a mitzvah that part of the contract of lulav is set up in a way that there's a mitzvah to ensure that these disparate elements are joined together to form one chatzah. Okay? If that's how you, see, that's, it's very tempting to look at the chi of eged as like a separate action that you're chayav to do to these things, right? If you look at it that way, then there's no reason why it has to be made out of the same men, right? But what Dardik is saying is, I think, is correct. That's what you're saying, Ami, okay? In other words, that, say it again, Dardik, put it beautifully. Whatever you pick up, right, is the lulav. So now the problem is like this. If you're going to say the eged is part of the structure, which means that the eged takes these minim, right? And now I can now say that there's a shame lulav, like you're saying, a shame lulav emerges. That means that, I'm just going to be careful, that there's a super min, so to speak, being created here. You understand? In other words, your analogy by the mixture is a good example. It's like a tarovis. Like, you have disparate elements, but we abstract something new to them, right? We call it like chalant. Chalant's really the combination of A, B, C, and D, and now we call it chalant, right? So here, right, the netila must be done on that which is defined as lulav, right? If I add something else to that, if I add something foreign to this thing, right? What am I now picking up? Right. In other words, that thing will now register as not part of the minulav. It's not, like you're saying, it's not part of the structure. In other words, that's what you're really saying. It doesn't register as part of the structure anymore. It can only be part of the structure if it is made out of what a lulav is made out of. Then I can say it's part of it. If it's something that's not part of it, now what am I picking up? Well, I'll go further. It's not just that. I'm not picking up a lulav. What am I picking up? I'm picking up what? Leaves, right. And what do you call it? Then an egg. Yeah, to simplify it, there's a question is it a din in the maisa, which means the maisa netila must be done in a certain way, and now the egged is the ideal way to do the maisa netila, or is it in the chefsa? The chefsa itself must be one. Okay, you can never look at a lulav. You can never speak of picking up a lulav unless it's eggeded, because that's what a lulav is. You understand? It's a, like the shirt example. It's like, it's the various elements that have come together to produce this thing. Okay. Now the initial Gemara, I think, makes a lot of sense, right? Because now the initial Gemara is saying, so at this point, what would you think? I would have to use what? Meaning I'd have to use, like an actual, like, let's say, forget, you're going to say Hadassim Rabbas also. I'm saying I have to actually use like Hadassim or Rabbas or an actual like a kosher, so to speak, palm frond leaf, right? That's what you would think. What? Sure, I know. I understand. Trust me, I'm aware of that issue. I know that issue. It's a strange thing.
Can I peel an esrog and use that to...
Let's assume for now, yes. Okay? Okay. So what's the hakira the Gemara is making? It's a very simple, in my opinion, it's a very simple hakira. Okay? It's a very simple hakira. When we say the egged has to be part of the min, what do we mean? There's two ways you can understand what it means. There's two ways they can understand what it means to say that the egged has to be mimino. Two very simple logical ways. What are the two ways to say that? And that's why the Gemara, it's so beautiful that the Gemara starts off with Rava. It's beautiful, right? Forget why you have both examples. We'll get to that. It makes so much sense why it starts off with that. Because you would think mimino means what? So you would think it means of the entity. That's one way to look at mimino, of it. What's the other way to look at Mino? It cannot be foreign to it. There's a difference between saying it has to be of it, which means it must be lulav, versus saying it can't be something foreign to it. Foreign to it means well, a non-palm string. Okay. So now I need both for. I'll tell you why. Why would you need both? Okay, and this is why it's lacking in Hidur. Okay, see that's what it means. It's lacking in Hidur. He's saying that even though these things are not actually what, in other words, they're not of the min, that would be Hidur. Of it would be Hidur, right? They're foreign to it. Oh, you would think that, but excuse me, it's just that I can't use something foreign to it. Now, why pick in these two examples? Well, I'll tell you. Let's think about that for a second. Why pick a chut, right? And why pick the bark? It's like this. Maybe the Gemara is bringing both examples, if you like taking up these specific things, is because, in other words, in each instance, right, there's an advantage. The chutz, right, is exactly, that's what you'd use for tying, right? There's, from a functional standpoint, the sieve represents functionally what you would use as a, what do you call it, as a eged, right? But I would argue that the ikara de dikla, right? So there, I would say that is as close as possible demonstrably to what the leaves of the lulav look like. You know what I mean? It's like a drier, firmer form of that, of the actual min that I'm using. Exactly. Yes, exactly. See, I think the Gemara is highlighting that. Exactly. No, he's right. To bring up those points, because the sieve really reflects the functional idea of Eged. Because I would use the sieve. It's a great thing to use to tie the things together, right? But the Kara de Dikla, right? But sieve doesn't look anything like the lulav leaves. You know what I mean? By the Ikara de Dikla, it looks like lulav leaves. It looks like them, right? But I would say it's not as good of a tie. You know what I mean? It wouldn't function as well as a tie. So the Gemara is saying in each one, you're lacking something, but nonetheless, they're still good to use because they're not foreign to this mint. Okay? Okay.